And when it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it's...
Well, it's time to feed, go out and do the chores of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the wood and feed the horse and the cow and the hog, milk the cows, feed the cows.
Uh-huh. Would you call that chore time or father time?
Yeah, chore time.
Uh-huh. And if you had to, say if you're talking about hens and chickens and geese and so forth, they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the...
Geese or the chickens.
Mm-hmm. Would you have one name for all of them?
The fowls, if you want to have one name for all.
Would you use that word much?
No, I always fed the chickens and the geese fed the geese.
And if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
Bite you.
Yesterday the dog...
Bit somebody.
Uh-huh. And the person had to go to the doctor then after he got...
Well, he had to go to the doctor then and take his hydrophobic test.
Because
if the dog hadn't been immune from it, they could take it back from his dog in his days and immune him from it where there's no danger at all.
Mm-hmm.
But then to be sure, if you don't know the dog had been immune, why, you better go take him a test.
Mm-hmm.
That dog right over yonder.
Stand
up. He'll eat you up. And he's just a new dog in here. He had a Doberman in here that was the best dog I ever seen in my life. Now he'd bite you if you got close enough to him, if you wasn't well acquainted with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at night come, he'd take him and put him in that store and just turn him loose. And he wouldn't bother a thing in this world, perfectly clean, you know. But he got the heartworm, and they couldn't cure him. And he came down to bed there and Friday, I believe, one hand put to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Say, you say a person has to go to the doctor if he gets...
Dog bit.
Uh-huh. And you talk about the cow, the male is called the...
Bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? The word bull.
No, in them days, we were kind of particular how they talked about the different sex.
Uh-huh. What did you say instead of bull?
Well, in other words, we men folks always got off to ourselves and talked about such as that.
Mm-hmm. What would the women say?
Well, they would say, maybe that old big cow you got out in the pen needs attention or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And the little one, when it's first born, is called a...
Calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...
Well, it's what they call a female calf.
What if it's a male?
Well, the same thing as a male calf. In other words, a bull calf.
Uh-huh. And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to...
Bring a calf.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Well, just have a calf, you know.
Do you ever hear come fresh or drop a calf or find...
Yeah. It's all the same.
Uh-huh. What expressions would men use?
Well, now the women will talk to you about it the same as a man will.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I have done a lot of that work.
Mm-hmm.
You find a cow, come across a cow, a neighbor or something like that, that had one that was trying to have a calf and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up there and the women would come right on out and get their hands right into it and help take that calf.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from them. My wife has helped me, I don't know how many times, but I've seen that field.
Mm-hmm.
Help a cow have a calf. She couldn't have one. She had a dozen calves and she never did. We had to always take it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always save the calves.
Mm-hmm. The horses, the female is called the...
Mare.
And the male?
Stallion.
Uh-huh. Does the word stallion sound bad to use?
No.
What words would men use?
Well, they use stallion or stud horse.
Mm-hmm.